God, you have been so good. You are good to us in every areas of our lives. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for preserving us to see another day. Thank you for faithfulness. Thank you for help. Thank you for shielding us. Thank you for preservation. Thank you because you are very present help in the time of trouble. Lord, we exalt you. We appreciate you because we enjoy you on a daily basis. Blessings, honor, glory and praises belongs to you, our God. Return to say thank you for everything. We lay it to heart to say thank you for who you are, for what you have done, and for what you will continually do. Thank you because you are our Abba Father. Lord, we bless you. Thank you for today. We say thank you. We come to the throne of mercy. We say thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Today is the fifth day in the month of September. God has started with us, and the one who began this journey with us will see us through till the end in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to make these words of declarations today. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the strength of the Lord today in the name of Jesus Christ. For all I will do, for all I represent, from my inner man, I receive the strength of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I walk in the consciousness of the strength of the Lord that has been made available for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not experience helplessness in the name of Jesus Christ. I cannot be helpless because my God is the very present help for me in the time of trouble. My strength is renewed. My ability is renewed. My wisdom is renewed in the name of Jesus Christ. I forge forward in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord lifts me up above anything that wants to pull me down in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord speaks his peace into me, and I enjoy his peace in all areas of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, doors are open unto me. In the name of Jesus Christ, doors of help, doors of opportunities, doors of victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything becomes pleasant for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord lifts me up and keeps me standing in the name of Jesus Christ. The favor of the Lord arises for me in Jesus' name. Power of the Lord becomes at work in me in the name of Jesus Christ. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord energizes me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord teaches me and gives me direction in all I do and all I will do in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy timely and timeless help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens my eyes to that provisions that he has made for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not fall. I will keep standing because my God is there for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, victory is my portion. The doors of heaven, the windows of heaven becomes open for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord send help for me from the throne of mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ. I am blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I overcome in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord lifts me up and keeps me standing in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened from the throne of mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord arises for me and silences every enemy on the journey of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy exceptional grace. All that the mercy of God carries speaks for me in every areas of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy speedy answers in the name of Jesus Christ. The presence of the Lord carries me in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the speed that the presence of God carries to give me speed and to give me quick answers to every of my need in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me. Every of my prayers and my declaration, I thank you because you've given answers to them in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I would like us to continue from where we stopped yesterday, and all we were talking about yesterday was the help of God, that the help of man leads to frustration. Help of man leads to disappointment. Many a times we don't get good result from the help that we seek from men, but anytime we turn our gaze to God, we receive help because He is the very present help in the time of trouble, because He is the timely and timeless help, because He is the one that carries the help that we all desire and need, because He is the only one that is in the best situation to give us help. He knows the right person. He knows the right source. He knows where to direct us to get help, because He is the foundation. He is the one that freely gives help because He knows we deserve it. So we will continue in the light of that today, and the Lord will give us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to know that the purpose of help is to sustain us. There is nobody that asks for help when there is no need for help. Let's compare wants and need together. There's a difference between wants and need. What you want is not something that is very, very pressing. Wants cannot be compared with need. Need is something that we need desperately. That is how help is needed. Help is something that we need desperately to sustain us, to strengthen us, to establish us in what we want to do or what we are doing, to prevent us from failing in our assignment or failing in God's assignment, because God's assignment for our life is the most important assignment we are called to do. God's assignment for our life is our purpose. That is why we need help. We need the help of God. God sent His help through man towards us, and God sent the right help to us. There are some helps that are not right. There are some helps that are trapped. So because we are frail, so we always need to go to the source, who is God, to open our eyes to the right help that we need. God designed help so that man would not be stranded. God was the one that designed help for us. Looking at Genesis chapter 2 verse 18a, He said, "It is not good for man to be alone." If man can be alone, God Himself will not make that statement. He knows that man will always need help at one point or the other, so that we can be sustained in the journey of our life, so that we can be strengthened, so that we can keep moving and continue to establish our feet, to keep standing on that instruction that He has given to us. Man cannot stand alone. Man will become stranded without help. Man will become lonely without help. Man will be prevented and hindered from fulfilling purpose without help. That is why He said man cannot live alone. Man needs to live with the help. But the ultimate help that we need in our life is the help of God. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 23 says, "Truly, in vain is the salvation hoped for from the hills." Hills can stand as a man, as a government, as friends and family. So it says, "Vain is the salvation that we hope for from the hill and from the multitude of mountains. Truly, in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel." Every help that a man would desire for sustenance, for strength, to keep moving, is the help that comes from God, not the help that comes from man. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2 affirms it and says, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth." These two verses is saying that I will look up. Anybody that looks up is someone that makes that move, someone that is ready to be helped. That is why we look up. We look up because we have acknowledged it within us that I need help. So let me make that move. But when I look at the mountain, I am not looking at the mountain to get help from people, but I'm looking unto God that is greater and bigger than the mountain. So I want us to make that practical expressions today by looking unto God. We need help in very areas of our lives. So I want us to begin to say, "Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, You are the very present help in the time of need. Arise for my sake in every areas of my life, in the name of Jesus Christ." If we look at Peter in Matthew chapter 14 verse 30, it says, "But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried, 'O Lord, save me.'" We are all human. There are some challenges that faces us that may want to shake us and throw us off balance. But let's do like Peter. Let's not try to keep ourselves in self-righteousness. Let us say, "Lord, have mercy upon me in this area that I'm sinking. Lord, save me. Lord, stretch forth your hand and help me. You are the very present help in the time of trouble. In this situation that looks as if it wants to sink me, Lord, arise and help me. In the name of Jesus Christ, come to my aid in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 14, he said, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me and I will be saved, for you are the only one I pray. That is the cry of mercy in over our health. That Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I call out for your mercy in the areas of my health. Lord, heal me. You are the greatest physician. Heal me, I will be healed. Because that is what your word said, not what my word says. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Speak your word of healing into my life. You are the balm of Gilead. I believe your word because your word will come to pass. That is what your word says. The Bible says, I wish you above all things that you will prosper and be in good health. That is the word of God for me. That in the name of Jesus Christ, over my health, I receive perfect health. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, because this is the word of God for me in the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11 says, Lord Almighty, if you will only look to your servant, to your servant's mystery, and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son. The Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, in that desperate situation that I am looking unto, answer me, O God. Look unto me. I know you have not forgotten me, and I know you cannot forget me. In this area that I need your help desperately, Lord, release that help for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Release this help for me in Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 12 says, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast enemy that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. That in the name of Jesus Christ, over this vast enemy, Lord, my eyes are on you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have no power. Lord, arise and fight for me. Judge every enemies attacking me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, judge them. In the name of Jesus Christ, quickly come to my rescue. Turn your ears unto me, because you are my fortress. You are my deliverer. You are my strong tower. Stand, O God. Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything that is standing as an obstacle in my way, you are the present help. You are the one that makes way where there is no way. Let your help of deliverance in making way come to my head. In the name of Jesus Christ, let me experience ways, your ways, in desperate situations, in situations that looks as if there is no hope. Let me enjoy your deliverance. Let me have an experience of you paving way for me where there is no way. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, make way for me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Moses said, Lord, if you will not go with us, I will not go. The Lord, as I continue in this journey of this year, the Lord, let your presence go with me. Every areas that I want to embark on, that your way is not there. Holy Spirit, teach me to always seek after you and go in the right way. Help me not to journey in the place that you have not assigned me to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, come to my aid and give me understanding on the way I should go. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your direction be my companion. In the name of Jesus Christ, give me a teachable spirit to always ask you for the way, to always ask you for help, so that I will not be stranded, so that I will not be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help me. In Jesus' name of prayer. In Mark chapter 10 verse 47 to 49, it says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus stopped and called him. That in the name of Jesus Christ, I call you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy upon me over every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. In Luke chapter 18 verse 13, it says, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner, even a sinner that stood afar away, called for help, and Jesus saw him, and Jesus called him. He went to his home and he dined with him. So no matter what you are going through, or no matter who you feel you are, or whatever you feel you have committed, God is not in the business of judging or throwing or condemning anybody. He is the God of all. He is ready, in as much as we are ready to come to him, and he will save us. The Lord, I invite you into my home today. Come and take your place. In the name of Jesus Christ, silence every chaos that is present because you are absent. I call you to come and fill every vacuum. Take charge of my house. Take charge of my life. Let me enjoy your peace. Let me be a carrier of your help in every areas. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is it over our children? The Lord, I call you. You are the father of children. Jesus said, don't cast these children away, that for theirs is the kingdom of God. That Lord, I commit my children into your hands in this chaotic world, that in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bring them to you. Give them the understanding of you. They cannot thrive without your help in this generation. They cannot thrive and become who you want them to be. Lord, arise for their help, even when they don't have the understanding yet. Lord, please arise for their help. Give them the understanding. Give them knowledge of who you are. Let your presence be present in their life. Let your voice be louder in their heart in this wicked and perverse generation, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want us to pray this prayer to round off as adults, as youth, as the elder, that Lord, in your hands I commit my life, that in the name of Jesus Christ, arise for my help, even in areas that I feel I am enough, in areas that I'm stubborn, that I'm not calling for your help, in areas that I feel weak to pray, that Lord, in all that I represent, in every exhaustion that I am going through, the Lord, in your mercy, arise for my help. I call unto you. I look unto you, because it is in you that my salvation comes from. My salvation comes from nobody except you. It is in vain to hope in anyone aside you. That is why I'm looking unto you. The Lord, my God, my salvation is in you. Let me continually experience the hand of your salvation. Let me continually experience the hand of your help. It is your help that creates, it is your help that saves me in every area. The Lord, you are my rock. You are my salvation. That is why I look unto you. Lord, arise and arise. Arise for my sake. Let my enemies be scattered. Arise for my sake and teach me wisdom. Arise for my sake and let me enjoy your help in every areas, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I want to tell us and remind us that coming of the Lord is at hand. It is only through the help of God that we can make it from this earth till eternal rest. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will give us understanding to know how to cry out for help so that we will make it to heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not become foolish. In Jesus' name, it is well with us. The presence and the peace of the Lord abides with us. The presence of the Lord carries us in every areas that we need help. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with us. Peace of the Lord is our portion. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.